Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. This is a special program dedicated to a dear friend of music and of mine who died on April 29th, Danielle Martin, who was head of the keyboard division of the piano department at the University of Texas at Austin. This will be a Clara Schumann hour because Professor Martin loved her music and the music of Robert Schumann, and she relished the story of Robert and Clara's love and of the struggles they went through to be together. The great passion between Robert and Clara, Clara's father's objection to her being with Robert, Robert's mental illness, these elements are the essence of a 19th century romantic tale. It was a tale Danielle Martin knew and thought about. She studied and wrote about how Robert Schumann's mental condition may have influenced his composing style, both in the fictional characters he chose to populate his pieces and in the form and style of the writing itself. And Danielle, Danny, used these insights in her playing of Schumann's music. Clara Schumann was really Danny's idol. She named one of her cats Clara Shushu. On this program, we'll listen to the piano concerto, a romance, variations on the theme of Robert Schumann, some Lieder, and a nocturnal for piano. Throughout a career of more than 50 years, Clara Schumann was considered the foremost woman pianist of her time. Her concert programs and her high musical standards changed the character of the solo piano recital in the 19th century. She introduced much new music by her husband Robert, as well as by Chopin and Brahms. She was also distinguished as being the first pianist to perform many of Beethoven's sonatas in public. Born in Leipzig in 1819, Clara Schumann was carefully trained from the age of five as a pianist and a musician by her father, Friedrich Wieck. She made her debut at the Leipzig Gewandhaus at age nine in 1828, the same year she met Robert Schumann, who was then 18. The story of Robert and Clara is a famous one. This gifted little girl and this brilliant teenage boy developed a friendship over many years that finally exploded into love. Her father, however, refused to consent to their marriage, in part because his possessive and intense control over her musical development and career did not allow him to share Clara with any man. Clara was torn between her loyalty to a doting and controlling father and the man she loved. In the end, they did marry, and Clara bore Robert eight children while continuing her highly successful career as a pianist. Let's hear Clara Schumann's Variations for Piano on a Theme of Robert Schumann, which she composed in 1853 and dedicated to Robert. The pianist is Veronica Joachim.